Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley. This is Fritz and Friends coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now is Jocelyn Benson, who is the founder and executive director of the Michigan Center for Election Law. Good evening, Jocelyn. How are you? Oh, did we lose the... Scott's going to try to give Jocelyn a call back, and we'll see where Jocelyn went. Jocelyn, as I said, is the founder and executive director for the Michigan Center for Election Law, and she has come up with a really interesting approach on redistricting. We've been talking about this the last couple of days, and we are. It's about the remapping, of course, that is done in political districts every 10 years after the census. So it will be happening again. And looks like we may have found Jocelyn again. Hold on just a second here. Did we find her? There we go. Jocelyn, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I have no idea what happened. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
Living in the technical world, I have introduced you as the founder and executive director for the Michigan Center for Election Law. Redistricting is become a very popular subject lately, and you have come up with a new approach for redistricting. Of course, it happens every 10 years, and after the census comes out. We're still waiting for the numbers in Michigan, is my understanding. But tell us about this competition.
Well, the Michigan Citizens Redistricting Competition, which is located at michiganredistricting.org on the web, is trying to bring to Michigan what other states have used and utilized to involve citizens in drawing district lines. There's a lot of talk about how politicians are creating districts by essentially choosing which voters they want to put in their districts and which voters will vote for them. The Citizens Redistricting Competition tries to give citizens the power to actually draw the redistricting lines, create their own maps that will be posted on our website and go through a competition in which they are scored based on objective criteria, and the best maps that fit with a traditional redistricting criteria will be posted online and hopefully submitted to the legislature for consideration. So it's a way to involve citizens in the redistricting process in a tangible way, giving them the tools they need and the information they need to actually draw their own districts and participate in the redistricting process.
Now, in terms of the process of this competition, this last month in February, you've kind of started the process. Where are we now with this, and how do people get involved?
Well, we launched the website, which again is michiganredistricting.org, a few weeks ago, and that outlines the basic elements of the competition. It's actually trying to replicate what was done in Ohio a few years ago and what's currently done in Virginia. So there's a couple of states that are also doing this, and all the information's on the website. In a few weeks, about mid-March, we'll actually update the information with some more information so people can start signing up for the competition. The competition itself will begin in mid-April. We anticipate all the software and data that we need and as well as the judging criteria will be prepared in early April. So the competition itself will begin right around April 20th, and at that point, anyone can sign up to enter the competition, go to the MichiganRedistricting.org website, and actually access free data software that would and also information and rules about how to use it, as well as comply with all the redistricting laws that would enable anyone to draw their own map. So it starts in April, and it'll go for about a month, and then at the end of May, right around there, we will take the maps, and they'll be evaluated based on objective criteria like how compact they are, how much they preserve communities' ability to send their representative to Lansing or Washington, D.C. And based on objective criteria, nonpartisan criteria, we want to demonstrate that maps and redistricting can actually and should be drawn through a nonpartisan lens, a citizen-focused lens, as opposed to a partisan or politician-focused lens.
Well, and this is always or often, let me put it that way, been looked at that way as each side, you know, the Democrats and Republicans are looking to, you know, to choose the voters, as was said, that they're looking for. And it's always been looked at as kind of, well, you know, how accurate or how fair really is this done? So this is a way to try to avoid that completely.
Well, it's an inherent conflict of interest when you have people elected in the legislature in Lansing drawing their own districts, essentially, and voting on whether or not to approve them and put them into law. So what other states have done to counter that conflict of interest is involve citizens more in the process. And this is one step in that direction here in Michigan. We actually want to demonstrate through this competition that citizens are very smart, and if given the right tools and the same information the legislators have, they can draw their own districts. And I hope that the maps that the citizens produce will demonstrate that they can get it right, and they can actually draw objective, fair districts that will ensure equal and fair representation of our citizens in Lansing and Washington, D.C., and that will be produced and be better than those that the politicians create. So that's our hope, but it will only work if a lot of people enter and a lot of people get involved. So I hope all of your listeners can go to MichiganRedistricting.org. You can sign up to get on our email list, and as soon as we launch the competition and develop more information throughout the month, you'll be made aware of it, and you can stay involved and enter it in April when it begins.
Has this been successful elsewhere?
Yes. In Ohio, the competition in 2009 actually led to the demonstration of three maps that were found to be much more fair and more representative and more compact and more adhering to the traditional redistricting principles than anything the legislature had produced. And in fact, in Virginia as well, it's looking that every map that is submitted by the citizens is actually better and more fair than the maps that the politicians have come up with. But again, I think it just illustrates the inherent conflict of interest that's created where you have elected officials drawing their own districts and choosing their voters. And I think it should be the other way around. Voters should be the people choosing the districts and electing representatives.
Well, it certainly would expose politicians if there was a huge outcry from certain ones that didn't like it. It certainly would expose that to the public, wouldn't it?
Well, it, in a way, and we're also trying to remove partisanship from the process. So saying if you take out considerations of both trying to preserve one's own district or, preserve some sort of partisan interest, what do you get? What does a map actually look like when it's created by citizens with objective criteria? And we want to demonstrate and illustrate that those types of maps could actually be better for the citizens of Michigan, and hopefully the legislature will consider those citizens' maps as well as they begin the consideration of their maps that they will initially enact into law.
And I guess just playing devil's advocate, the thought pops into my head, what's to stop citizens from, drawing them favorably one way or the other either?
Well, those maps probably would not fit with the competition criteria and probably wouldn't win the competition. So once the maps are submitted, by the end of May, everyone will have about a month to toy around with the software and submit the maps. When the competition ends in mid-May, we've got a great judging panel with folks like Kurt Metzger, who's a demographer, people who are political science teachers, people who are themselves not, political people but are very aware of the process. They will judge the maps based on objective criteria, and each map will get points based on how well it fits that objective criteria. For example, we want maps that try to respect traditional boundaries so that we don't break up counties into multiple districts, but we try to preserve counties or cities in one district. So maps that do that will get a higher score. Maps that ensure that every district has the same number of people will get a higher score than those that have uneven numbers of people in the districts. So that's the type of objective criteria we'll use to evaluate the maps, and it'll actually produce the winning maps that will be more fair and more objective and less partisan or political.
Well, that was a great answer to the question. I appreciate so much. So, and then these will be presented to the winning ones will be presented to the legislature to take a look at.
Yep, we'll select the maps that both comply with state and federal law and also are scored the best, and those will be submitted to the legislature for consideration in late May.
Okay. We'll one more time give the website MichiganRedistricting.org. Is that correct?
Yes.
Very
yep,
good.
You can go there and sign up.
Very good. It sounds brilliant, Jocelyn. I got to tell you, I'll look forward to getting in touch with you and going over this some more.
Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Thank you. Jocelyn Benson, who is the founder and executive director, Michigan Center for Election Law. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.